One day, my then beau, now husband, had a cold, and I told him, I know what to do. I got to get to Second Avenue Deli. I got to get you some matzo ball soup. I went over to Second Avenue, and then it wasn't there. It was a little over 2 years ago when New York City lost one of its landmark institutions, some of the finest kosher food around. I nearly wept that day. But never fear, there are always second acts in New York City, as radio producer Dan Pashman and BPP videographer Wynn Rosenfeld found out when they visited the new Second Avenue Deli. Gentlemen.
Hey guys, hey Ali. I was
Hey.
just saying, hey guys. It's just you though.
So, Dan, what's the backstory?
Well, the Second Avenue Deli, Ali, opened in 1954, the corner of Second Avenue and 10th Street, and it was an institution, like you said. I had a similar situation. I went there to bring a friend from out of town. Got there, the doors padlocked shut. No one knew this was coming.
So sad.
And it was there from 1954 until 2006. It closed very abruptly, and people were really, really upset. And we put together a video piece we're going to be posting on the web. We went to the place, to the new Second Avenue Deli. But first, to help people understand how crushing it was when this place closed, here are some clips from our video piece of how people found out the news and how they dealt with it.
I read about it in the New York Times. I read the Times every single day. They cover everything.
I thought it was terrible.
Friends tell friends. We all know.
I thought it was dreadful. I mean, it was probably because of the rent.
Word of mouth reaches me before the internet. It's faster than any electrons.
We didn't know what we'd do. We ate a lot of Italian and Chinese food.
Oh, that's a good. She found a good solution. Yeah. So how did it come to reopen, Wynn?
Well, it came to reopen. Basically, the nephew of the owner who was tragically murdered, Abe Leibowald, decided to take on the family business and with his bringing it back into existence, and with his same pride in the menu. It's on 3rd Avenue now, actually, not 2nd Avenue, but
keeping the name Second Avenue Deli,
keeping the food.
All right, what did you order, Wynn?
I had the pastrami, and I just want to just say one thing here is that I am, you know, normally Dan is the guy who should talk about food things because he is a
yes.
gourmand.
That's my beat.
An unbelievable palate, and if you guys know me, I have the same salad, the same yogurt every single day, and this was a situation where it haunted me. This pastrami sandwich stuck in my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
And your arteries.
In my arteries. For weeks, and 2 weeks later I said, well, you know, I'm going to get a pastrami sandwich from Artie's, which is another deli in my neighborhood.
Doesn't work.
Oh, it's so tragic.
Artie's
it
is fine, but that
me.
Just does not work. Damn.
Second Avenue Deli will ruin you for pastrami.
What did you think?
It was as good as always. It was as good as always, and it was amazing, and I still haven't quite gotten back to equilibrium. I'm going to need to have a few more pastrami sandwiches, but most importantly, what did the customers think? Here's another clip from our video piece. Let's hear what the customers had to say about the new Second Avenue Deli.
I love the gefilte fish. I love chopped liver. I love salami.
Chopped liver's delicious. It's just you can't get it anywhere else like this, so that's what makes it special.
A marvelous marriage of delicatessen meat flavors. Spicy, delicious, perfumed, very, very heady, and enough to put you into a trance.
What makes for a good Frankfurter?
If it's a kosher Frankfurter or the one from Coney Island. Otherwise, they suck.
Oh, my. Well, if you're not close enough to taste
Zing.
The pastrami and you want to see it, check out the video piece that Wynn and Dan did. It's at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, guys, for
Thanks,
the
Later,
tough
Allie.
Reporting.
Right.
I'm worried about you
Took
guys.
Took over the team there.
Next up, sports with my favorite sports guy, Bill Wolf, and the second ever BPP Bake Off. Who's the queen of Irish soda bread? Find out next on the BPP. We'll